Good morning. I'm Natalie with KQNK. Today is Friday, June 21st. Currently with fair skies, it is 73 degrees. The humidity is 74%. The wind speed is south at 14 with gusts to 21 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 30.12 and the dew point is 64 degrees. It's 8:04 and time for Kansas News.
Kansas Information Network News. I'm Jen Austin. A child was found dead in southwest Shawnee County. Roxanne Stewart has more.
Shawnee County 911 received a call around 11:30 Thursday morning about a deceased child. Sheriff's deputies were sent to an area on southwest Warwicktown Road, just south of Lake Sherwood. A segment of Warwicktown Road was closed and investigators went to work. An adult is in custody. The names, ages, and genders of those involved, nor the exact location involved, have been released. Sheriff's Deputy Abigail Christian said as the investigation continues, more information is expected to be made public. I'm Roxanne Stewart.
The Kansas Highway Patrol said two men were killed in a crash on U.S. Highway 50 in Marion County Thursday morning. The accident happened about 3 miles west of Florence. An SUV went off left of center and struck a westbound Hyundai Santa Fe head-on. Both Travis Floshen of Wichita and John Ireland of Cottonwood Falls died in the incident. The investigation is continuing. This is Kansas Information Network News.
Equipment uptime is vital to your success, especially during harvest. That's why Prairieland Partners invests in an expansive parts inventory, top quality John Deere certified technicians, and trained parts personnel to assist you this harvest season and beyond. Call, visit them online, or stop by any of their 15 locations today. Prairieland Partners, wishing you a safe and successful harvest.
Delivering the right solution.
I'm Chris Jakimic. I served in the United States Air Force, and I deployed 3 times. Being a veteran, it's interwoven into your DNA. It is really the absence of the connection and the purpose that can really drive a lot of veterans to some negative thoughts. For those who are in a suicidal crisis, the window of time to save somebody's life is very short. Our duty is to protect ourselves and protect our families, and one way you can do that is store your weapons safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the... Good morning, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News. Brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, serving all of your chemical and fertilizer needs. College tuition is going up at all but one state university in Kansas, as the Kansas Board of Regents approved the changes on Thursday, with Emporia State University being the only university that has not requested a tuition increase for this upcoming year. A breakdown of the 2025 tuition for undergraduate students per semester includes at the University of Kansas up 5% to $6,142, Kansas State University up 2.5% to $5,611, Wichita State University up 3.9% to $4,842, Emporia State University down 3.4% to $3,548, Pittsburgh State University up 3% to $4,200, and Fort Hays State University up 5.2% to $2,964. The Board of Regents said inflation is a big part of why there's an increase in tuition, though state universities in the last 5 years have reduced their spending by $219 million and have reduced 675 full-time positions. Wint Winters, a regent with the Kansas Board of Regents, stated that student financial aid support available to students has quadrupled from 2021 at $24 million to 2025 at $97 million, and that's a four-fold increase. According to a media release from the Kansas Bureau of Investigation, the Hays Police Department has requested that the Kansas Bureau of Investigation issue a statewide silver alert for a missing Hays man, as the whereabouts of 66-year-old Randy S. Gudermuth of Hays are unknown, and the public's assistance is requested to help locate him. Randy is a white male who is 5 feet 8 inches tall and weighs around 180 pounds. He has blue eyes and he's balding, and Randy was last seen wearing a red Kansas City Chiefs Travis Kelce jersey with the number 87 on it and khaki pants. Randy has schizophrenia, and at the time that he was last seen, he was hallucinating and ran from his home. And as of the news release, he had not yet returned. He also does not have a vehicle or a cell phone. If you see Randy Gutermuth, please call 911 immediately. And if you have other information about his whereabouts, please call the Hayes Police Department at 785-625-1011. U.S. Senator Jerry Moran of Kansas released a statement on the Farm Bill framework proposal announced by Senator John Boozman of Arkansas, the ranking member of the Senate Committee on Agriculture, saying the Farm Bill framework does exactly what farmers in Kansas and throughout the country have asked for. It puts more farm in the Farm Bill by bolstering crop insurance, modernizing the farm safety net, expanding market access and development programs, maintaining locally led conservation programs, and investing in rural communities. Moran said he commends Senator Boozman for producing a robust framework that continues the conversation to ultimately reauthorize the Farm Bill, and he looks forward to continuing the debate and working with his colleagues to make certain they provide producers with the tools they need to combat the consequences of prolonged drought and help bring certainty to farmers, ranchers, and families in Kansas. Lieutenant Governor and Secretary of Commerce David Tolan is encouraging job seekers and employers searching for new talent to participate in the June virtual statewide job fair hosted by Kansas Works. The job fair will be from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. on Wednesday, June 26th. Tolan said that as Kansas continues to see tremendous economic growth, a multitude of job opportunities are being created in all career fields. And with hundreds of new jobs available across the state, this is a great time for Kansans to find fulfilling work with excellent pay and benefits. He said the workforce centers are eager to help make those connections. The virtual statewide job fair portal features helpful information such as a job seeker training video, a list of participating employers, and channels for attendees to register and log in. And job seekers are encouraged to dress professionally, as employers may request to engage in a video interview. Candidates can participate through any digital device, and any individual with a disability can request accommodations by contacting their nearest workforce center at 877-509-6757 prior to the event. Registration is required to participate in the virtual job fairs, regardless of your previous participation. And to register, you can visit kansasworks.com/events and click on the link. In Nebraska news, 33-year-old Michael McKaya of Lincoln was arrested on Monday and charged with distribution of an exceptionally hazardous drug in connection to a fatal fentanyl overdose. In August, police said he sold a 27-year-old man a bag of pills labeled M30. M30 is an oxycodone pill, and according to court documents, the man died days later after taking at least one of the pills. The remaining six pills were tested, and authorities determined that they were fentanyl, not oxycodone. Phone records show multiple phone calls between the 27-year-old and McKaya, and police said McKaya told a confidential informant that he sold the pills that caused the man's death. When he was arrested in the overdose, McKaya was already in the Lancaster County Jail on an unrelated misdemeanor charge. On Tuesday, a judge set his bond in the fentanyl case at $750,000, and he must pay $75,000 to be released from jail. McKaya's next court appearance is scheduled for July 16th. A California man is behind bars after authorities say that he led state troopers on a high-speed chase in a stolen vehicle. It happened at around 12:45 on Wednesday morning when the Nebraska State Patrol reported that a state trooper saw an SUV driving at more than 100 miles per hour on Interstate 80 near Grand Island, and the trooper tried a traffic stop. However, the driver sped away. According to a news release, the Hall County Sheriff's Office slowed the vehicle with stop sticks, and the driver then fled on foot. State troopers and Buffalo County deputies used a thermal drone to find the driver in a ditch and arrest him. Investigators determined the SUV was stolen from Ohio. And 33-year-old Thomas Hernandez of Fullerton, California, is in the Hall County Jail facing three criminal charges. In a press release on Thursday, the Nebraska Game and Parks Commission announced that law enforcement killed a mountain lion in western Nebraska on Wednesday. A member of the Scotts Bluff County Sheriff's Office shot the cougar in a subdivision just north of Scotts Bluff, and authorities said that it was an immediate threat to the public, as the animal was seen twice in the subdivision that day. The mountain lion was a 1.5-year-old male, according to Game and Parks, and the commission said that's the age when males start going out on their own in search of territory and a mate. He was part of the mountain lion population in the Wildcat Hills, which is about 15 miles south of the subdivision. Authorities have released more information about a body that was found in a downtown alley of a central Nebraska city. Lexington police said they aren't releasing the man's name yet because they haven't been able to identify any family members, though they did announce on Monday that the 39-year-old man was not from the United States. He was homeless and had been living in town for the last month or two. Investigators said evidence at the scene and autopsy results suggested the man died from head injuries caused by a backwards fall, so they don't suspect foul play. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Firebolt Ag is a full-service fertilizer and chemical retailer. They customize products for individual farmers' needs, with the primary focus being customer profitability. Let Josh and Jack help you get the most out of your farm ground. They also provide in-house marketing with Ron Wall of Flatwater Solutions. Visit Ron in Phillipsburg or call Josh at 785-854-8484 or Jack at 308-840-2819. Firebolt Ag, your leader in agriculture.
Barton Community College has named 274 students to the president's list for the spring 2024 semester, and to qualify for this honor, students must have been enrolled in a minimum of 12 credit hours and maintain a grade point average of 4.0 on a 4.0 or A letter scale. In Norton, students named to the Barton Community College president's list are David Porter and Matthew Rushton. With harvest season underway in parts of the state, the Kansas Highway Patrol wants to remind motorists to use more caution and patience when traveling around farm trucks, tractors, combines, and other implements. Most farm equipment is not designed to travel at highway speeds and may only travel 15 to 25 miles per hour. Farm equipment is often wider than other vehicles, and it's sometimes wider than the lane of traffic, so extra room should be allowed when traveling near an implement on the road. An extra caution should be practiced on all roads, but especially on the busy rural roads with unmarked intersections. It's important to share the road safely for the sake of the farmers out working and for the motoring public. And some tips to keep in mind when sharing Kansas roads with farmers include to not assume the farmer knows you're there, pass with extreme caution. When a farm vehicle pulls to the right side of the road, it doesn't necessarily mean it's turning right or allowing you to pass, as due to the size of some farm equipment, the farmer must execute wide left turns, so you need to allow it plenty of room and time to turn, and be alert to see if there might be a driveway or field that they are turning into. Be patient, think of the slow-moving vehicle emblem as a warning to adjust your speed, and pay attention. When you're not focused solely on the road, you increase your chances of a collision, especially if you should come upon a slow-moving farm vehicle. The Kansas Department of Health and Environment and the Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks reminds Kansans that as the water recreation season in Kansas has begun, along with that comes harmful algae blooms. So Kansans should remain extra vigilant while engaging in activities taking place in or on the water, such as swimming, boating, and fishing. A harmful algae bloom may look like foam, scum, or paint floating on the water and be colored blue, bright green, brown, or red. Blooms can develop rapidly, so if the water appears suspicious or there's decaying algae on the shore, you need to avoid contact and keep your dogs away, as these toxins can be absorbed by ingestion, inhalation of aerosols, and even skin contact. Symptoms vary depending upon the type of exposure, whether it is direct contact, ingestion, or inhalation, but can include rash, vomiting, diarrhea, fever, sore throat, and headache. Kansas recognizes three advisory levels: a hazard status, which indicates that a harmful algae bloom is present and extreme conditions exist; a warning status, which indicates that conditions are unsafe for human and pet exposure and contact with the water body should be avoided; and a watch status, which means that blue-green algae has been detected and a harmful algae bloom is present or likely to develop. People are encouraged to avoid areas of algae accumulation and to keep their pets and livestock away from the water. For more information on blue-green algae and reporting potential harmful algae blooms, you can visit kdhe.ks.gov/HAB. The community is reminded that City Code 15210C for water restrictions began on Monday, May 27th, and it will run through Labor Day. The restrictions and rules that apply include that there is no watering between 10 a.m. and 6 p.m. on any day. People with home addresses ending in odd numbers can water on odd-numbered calendar days. People with home addresses ending in even numbers can water on even-numbered calendar days. Hand watering with a closable hose connection can be done on all days for potted plants, though there's still no watering between 10 a.m. and 6 p.m. There are no restrictions for certain businesses that include car washes and businesses that sell outdoor plants, shrubs, and trees. Should people or businesses desire a schedule for watering other than the odd even schedule, such as a Monday, Wednesday, Friday, they need to make an application to the city office, who will provide approval when the plan is reasonable and furthers the interest of water conservation practices. For those that have planted new grass or sod, a special permit is allowed but must be applied for at the city office, and an exemption may be made for daily watering, though there will still be no watering between 10 a.m. and 6 p.m. Any violation of the restrictions or excessive water runoff on your designated day could result in a violation assessment of $25 a day. You can read the full executive order on the Norton City website at cityofnorton.com. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, farmers helping farmers to succeed. You can contact Firebolt Ag today to get the most out of your farmland. Your KQNK weather forecast is being brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, your Norton experts for all of your pest control needs. Your forecast for today, it should be sunny with a high near 93 and breezy with a south wind of 15 to 25 miles per hour and gusts as high as 35 miles per hour. For tonight, there's a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms, mainly before 11 p.m. Otherwise, it'll be partly cloudy with a low around 72 and breezy with wind gusts as high as 35 miles per hour. On Saturday, it should be mostly sunny with a high near 90. On Saturday night, mostly clear with a low around 64. On Sunday, it should be sunny with a high near 96. And on Sunday night, mostly clear with a low around 70. I'll be back with the rest of your forecast in just a moment.
When you've got bugs, we know what a nuisance that can be.
Lock them out. From Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, Lock 'Em Out is our very effective residential insect prevention program. We'll come to your place and treat your foundation plus all insect entryways. And while we're there, receive a free termite inspection. Call Mr. Rich Wenzel, our certified technician in Norton, at 785-202-0167. That's 202-0167.
Continue with your weather forecast. On Monday, it should be sunny and hot with a high near 102. On Tuesday, sunny with a high near 96. On Wednesday, mostly sunny with a high near 91. And on Thursday, there's a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Otherwise, it should be mostly sunny with a high near 93. Currently, with fair skies, it is 73 degrees. The humidity is 69%. The wind speed is south at 17 with gusts to 24 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 30.12. And the dew point is 63 degrees. Your weather was brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control right here in Norton. You can call Hinkle Termite and Pest Control at 785-202-0167 for all of your pest control needs. It is 822.
Looking for reliable products and great service? Look no further than Renovo Seed. With trusted varieties from AgriPro and Westbred, Renovo Seed delivers consistent, reliable wheat you can count on. And our proven products are backed by Milborne's 35 years of seed experience. Visit us at RenovoSeed.com to check out the full wheat lineup and more. Renovo Seed, renew, revive, repeat.
Your Kansas Sports Report is being brought to you by United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything they do for you.
Create new memories on your adventures with Visa CU Money reloadable prepaid cards at United Northwest Federal Credit Union. When you're ready for your next adventure, keep it going smoothly with our convenient app to manage your money wherever you are. CU Money cards are compatible with mobile wallets, secure in funds, are quick and simple to access. Get your Visa CU Money reloadable prepaid card today at United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything we do for you. NCUA insured.
KIN Sports. I'm Spencer Dupuy. The Royals stopped the bleeding yesterday and salvaged one from the Athletics, winning 3-2 behind two Freddie Fermin solo home runs and a go-ahead Bobby Witt Jr. solo home run in the eighth. Seth Lugo got the start on the mound, going 6 2/3 innings, giving up 6 hits, 2 runs, 3 walks while striking out 8, including the game-tying runs in the seventh. Before he was pulled for James McArthur, he got the final out in the seventh and got 2 outs in the eighth as he gave up 2 hits and 2 walks. Anel Zerpa came on to finish the eighth, giving up a hit and striking out 1 before being pulled for the final 2 outs where Chris Stratton would get the save. After the game, manager Matt Cotrera talked about how big it was for Witt to hit the homer.
Bobby, yeah, I know he was frustrated with himself these last couple days, and I think he took some aggression out on that one and kind of hurt our hand coming back through the dugout too, but really happy for him. It's a huge spot for the team, which is what he cares about.
The Royals are 42-34, reclaimed the second spot in the AL Central, and they begin a 3-game weekend series against the Rangers in Texas tonight at 7:05. Kansas Information Network Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuy.
As veterans, we're no strangers to helping others.
It's what we were taught, trained, and told to do.
It could be for anything. Helping a friend move.
Listening to a fellow veteran for hours, at any hour of the day.
Or just simply making time for people. A neighbor, a loved one, or even a stranger.
We're often the first to help others. There's no question about it.
But we do have one question for the veterans listening.
When is the last time you reached out for help?
Perhaps it's time to do for yourself what you would do for others.
If you or someone you know needs resources, whether it's for stress, finances, employment, or mental health, don't wait. Reach out.
Find more information at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
June is Men's Health Month. Norton County Hospital encourages men to be proactive about their overall health by making healthy choices and scheduling yearly wellness checks. Men in the U.S. live nearly 6 years less than women and face higher risks for serious diseases like heart disease, lung cancer, HIV, and prostate cancer. Schedule your annual checkup today. And follow the NCH Facebook page for helpful health tips and questions to ask your doctor.
Hey, my name is Jared.
And this is Matt.
And a little thing we love about the Chick-fil-A maple pepper bacon sandwich is that sweet and savory flavor combo. I love the grilled chicken because of how juicy it is. It has that perfect smoked flavor.
And then the crunch of the pickles and the sweet heat that they bring just ties it all together.
And that crispy sweet bacon, it adds so much flavor.
It ties in amazing with the warm, soft bun. You can really taste the sweetness in every bite.
The maple bun is bringing the fun.
Order the maple pepper bacon sandwich on the Chick-fil-A app today. Available for a limited time. Real guests paid for their testimonials.
Kansas Agriculture Network Markets.
Good day, I'm Slade Wiley. Right now, let's get a check of the weather.
Good morning. We're seeing some cloud cover over parts of central Kansas this morning, and we'll likely see some instability set up today as we become hot and humid. It may be just enough for a few showers and thunderstorms to pop up this afternoon and this evening. Looking ahead to Saturday, a hot, humid weather pattern is going to be in place with a chance of thunderstorms later on. We'll likely see some of those storms turning strong to severe across northeast Kansas Saturday night, as damaging wind gusts will be the primary threat. On Sunday, we expect to be mostly sunny and hot. That will continue into Monday as well, and another front arrives on Tuesday. Scattered thunderstorms later on in northwestern Kansas today with a high 95. Sunny and low 90s, windy in north-central Kansas. Northeastern Kansas, a chance of a thunderstorm with a high 92. Southwestern Kansas, windy today with a high in the upper 80s. Scattered storms possible in south-central Kansas with a high 92. Humid and 75 tonight. In southeastern Kansas, mostly sunny with a high 92. 72 overnight. I'm meteorologist Ann Holliday.
Thank you for that check of the weather. Now, traders seem to be focused on the cattle on feed report to be released after the close Friday. Cash has not been established, but a few have been traded that may indicate packers need to pay more. Hog futures fell apart as cash remains weak and cutouts are variable. As for the grains, corn is trying to rebound this morning after a poor session in which weather forecasts over the course of the day seemed to increase the chance for some rainfall in the eastern corn belts. For soybeans, they are rebounding after a very poor session that was driven by wetter weather forecasts and worries about export demand. Wheat futures are trying to rebound again this morning after making new lows, as Chicago and KC have both fallen 14 of the last 16 sessions. This has been a check of the weather and markets. You're listening to the Kansas Ag Network.